And it's game night again here on KMEM from the Highland Tournament. We've got three more ball games for you. Tonight's game, the first one, features Palmyra and Knox County. And tonight's game with Knox County is being brought to you by the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahokia, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated, just south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now, let's take you back to a cold, cold gymnasium at Highland High School with tonight's play-by-play. Here's the Hall of Famer, Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As this game number two, first round boys game, all boys games tonight. As in the first game, it was Kirksville, the number one seed, defeating the Canton Tigers. They were the number eight seed, 73-15. We got a 4-5 matchup coming up. The number four seed, Palmyra Panthers, number five seed, Knox County Eagles. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Palmyra Panthers. It'll be Bear Bach at 6'4", a sophomore. Tyler Bama, 6'1", a junior. Ronson Jetty, 6', a junior. Adam Goodwin, 6', a senior. And Alex Lohman, 6', a senior. So Bear Bach, Tyler Bama, Ronson Jetty, Adam Goodwin, and Alex Lohman. And the Panthers go 6'4", 6'1", 6', 6', and 6'. 4-6, and coached by Brian Ray. For Knox County, it'll be Jacob Becker, Branson Miller, Braden Miller, Tanner Gillespie, and Nelson Schinkel. So we're set to go as the jump center, Bear Bach, against Jacob Becker. And the ball is up. Tip is controlled in the backcourt by Palmyra as Alex Lohman with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. Knox County comes out man-to-man. They give the ball to Banna on the left wing. Now to Bach on the left side of the circle. To Banna. Back to Bach on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Alex Lohman. Lohman gives it back to Banna. Now back to Lohman on the right wing. At high post, they go to Bach. Now they try to go inside in the paint. Give it to Jetty. And Jetty lost. Now picks it back up. Gets it out to the left wing. To Bach. Bach, 15-footer on the way, no good. And off of the rebound comes Branson Miller. Branson to Braden. Now Gillespie for three out of the right corner, no good, and Bach comes off of the rebound. Bach in a hurry now. He loses the ball, stolen away by Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie to the hook, place it up, got it. So 2 points for Tanner Gillespie as Knox County draws first blood. Banna with the basketball on the left wing, kicks it out to Jetty at the top of the key inside the Bach and dotted line. He kicks it back out to Banna on the left wing. Now three on the way, kissed at home, bullseye. Adam Goodwin, or Alex Lohman rather, as Lohman gives Palmyra a 3-2 lead as Gillespie gives the ball to Branson Miller. Now Braden to Schinkel out of the corner for three, no good, and Bach comes off the rebound. Bach gives the ball to Banna on the right wing beyond the arc. Kicks back to Bach on the left wing. Bach to Goodwin. Goodwin gets it down on the baseline to Adam Goodwin, and he kicks the ball back out, almost lost it. And now Alex Lohman with the basketball. Gets the ball to Jetty. Jetty cut off on the right baseline to Bach inside a dotted line. Now Banna for three, no good. And Nelson Schinkel high for the rebound, a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jetty. So Jetty picks up his first foul, first team foul, against Palmyra. Full court pressure by the Panthers. As Tanner Gillespie with the basketball to Braden Miller, now Bronson. Bronson will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Gillespie in the corner. Inside it goes to Schinkel. I put the shot, no good. Got his own rebound, went back up. He was hammered, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. As the foul is going to be on Alex Lohman. That's his first. So Nelson Schinkel will be at the line, looking for his first points of 2000, and 22. Shots up. Got it. Tied at three early in the going. Just a long ways to go. This has the makings of a pretty good ball game. As Schenkel's next shot up, got them both. 2 points for Nelson Schenkel. 1 point, Knox County lead as Lohman with the basketball gets it to Bach. Bach across the timeline to Lohman on the right wing. Lohman dribbles out top of the key. Now Bach at the free throw line goes in against Schenkel. Cut off by Schenkel. They kick it back out to Banta. Now to Lohman. Goodwin puts up a shot. Rejected by Nelson Schenkel. And he not only blocked it, it went out of the gym. So Nelson Schenkel had to go into one of the locker rooms to bring that ball back. So Bach will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Banta on the right wing. Now Bach. Bach takes it into the paint, puts up a shot. It goes down, it counts, and he is fouled. And the foul is going to be on Jacob Becker. So Becker picks up the foul. And for Bear, that's his first basket. Shots up, got it. Completes a three-point play, and it's 6-4. Palmyra's the lead. Pressured by the Panthers. Inbounds pass to Bronson Miller. Now to Braden. Braden across the timeline, skips it over the right wing to Bronson. Gets it to Becker. Now Schenkel will try a three on the way. Skips across the rim, no good. Gillespie with the rebound. Gets it to Braden Miller. His three on the way, no good. And off the rebound comes Alex Goodwin. Goodwin across the timeline, gets the ball to Banta. Now Bach on the left wing. Lohman in the left corner. Banta for three on the way, no good. And Gillespie comes off the rebound. As Gillespie behind the back, dribble across the timeline. Finds Schenkel in the left corner. Schenkel inside to Gillespie on the left block. Now Schenkel will try another three. Skips across the rim, no good. And Bronson Miller off the rebound to Braden. Now Gillespie on the left side of the circle with Schenkel at the top of the key. Schenkel looks for a pick set by Becker and takes it down the left lane, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Nelson Schenkel. We're tied at six as Banta inside the arc on the right wing. Now Bach will try a three, bullseye. There Bach has 6 points. Pressure by the Panthers as Bronson Miller to Braden. Braden on the right wing, sees an opening, goes to the hoop, lays it up, it goes down, is going to count or not. He split a double team, basket counts, and the foul is going to be on Adam Goodwin. So Goodwin picks up the foul, and Braden Miller has his first points of the ball game, trying to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, got it, and we're tied at nine as Lohman with the basketball. Across the timeline to Bear Bach. Now Banta on the left wing. Free throw line extended. Gets it to Goodwin at left side of the circle. Now Bach on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Banta, top of the key. Bad pass, don't worry, by Schenkel. Ahead it goes to Braden Miller. Miller, a Euro step, lays it up and got it. 5 points for Braden Miller. As here comes Palmyra in a hurry. Lohman has it top of the key. Gets it into Bach at the dotted line. Well, that was Jetty. Now a three-pointer out of the left corner. No good. Rebound skipped around, and Goodwin comes away with it. Bach lost the handle on the basketball. Now it's loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. And alternating possession comes back to Knox County. As Carson Hicks will check in, Goodwin checks out. Also checking in for Palmyra, Mason Roberts. And Jetty will check out. So, again, pressure by Palmyra. Gillespie will get it in to Bronson Miller. Over to Braden. Back to Bronson. Bronson brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Gillespie between the two circles. Now a bullet pass from Gillespie. Tried to find Braden Miller on the right baseline. Little fastball, a little too hard. Braden couldn't hang on to it. So turnover to Knox County. Here comes Lohman across the timeline. Gets it to Bach. At the top of the key, Lohman on the left wing. Inside it goes to Roberts. Roberts tries to kicks it back out to Lohman. Top of the key to Banta. Now they get it to Hicks. Lohman on the right wing. Inside it goes to Bach on the right lane. Bach to the dotted line. Kicks it back out to Roberts in the left corner. DeLoman. Now Bach. He tried to get it inside to Hicks, and Hicks couldn't hang on to the fastball. Goes out of bounds, so a turnover, Palmyra. Braden Miller will set down, and into the ball game comes Colin Hayes. So Hayes will inbound. Pressure again by Palmyra. Hayes gets it into Schenkel, back to Hayes, now to Miller, back to Schenkel, back to Bronson Miller. Miller gives it down in the corner to Austin Jansen in the ball game. As Jansen in the left corner, kicks the ball out to Hayes on the right side of the circle. Now Bronson Miller, a three, bullseye. The 3 points for Bronson Miller. As Bear Bach will bring it across the timeline. Bach gives the ball to Hicks, of the Roberts, rather. As they try to get the ball back to Roberts, that was from Hicks to Roberts and stolen away by Bronson Miller. Across the timeline to Hayes in the right wing. Now Schenkel in the right corner to Hayes. On the left wing, he goes to Miller. Back to the right wing to Hayes. Schenkel in the right corner. Schenkel drives the baseline, puts his shot up. He missed it, but he drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Carson Hicks. That's his first. And Nelson Schenkel will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has four, looking for five. 14-9, Knox with the lead. Schenkel trying to add two. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Nelson Schenkel. As Layden Lockman will check in. Also checking in for Palmyra, Ryan McKeown. As the next one by Schenkel is in and out, no good. Saved and bound by Jansen to Hayes. To Schenkel, to Hayes on the right wing. Now Becker off the block, tried to put up a hook shot. It's rejected by Bear Bach. And Bach ends up with the basketball underneath the basket again. Threw a fastball to Carson Hicks. Hicks couldn't hang on to it. 1:16 left to play in the first quarter. Knox County on top, 15-9 with the basketball. As Miller will bring it across the timeline, gets it to Schenkel, and he just airmailed Nelson Schenkel on a drive off the right baseline. So the turnover gives it back to Palmyra. As Bach will inbound to Lockman. Lockman gives the ball on the right wing. Now it goes back to, that was Roberts, gives it back to Bach. Now Lockman gets it underneath to Hicks. Hicks puts it up, no good, rejected by Schenkel. And out with it comes Hayes. Hayes gets another basket to Jansen, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. Austin Jansen. The foul is going to be on Carson Hicks, and that's his second. So Jansen will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Shot up, off the heel of the rim, no good, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Jacob Becker, and that's his second. 49 seconds left to play as in the first quarter, as into the ball game become Kellen Parrish. And Jacob Becker will set down. 17-9, Knox County with the lead. With the basketball is Lockman. Will bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Looks for somebody, throw it to him, throw it right to Hayes. To Bronson Miller. Miller and a double team gives the ball to Parrish. As Kellen Parrish just saw a tip, let it go out of bounds, so he'll inbound. Knox County on the far sideline. Parrish gets it to Schenkel in the right corner, kicks it back out to Miller between the two circles to Hayes. Now Schenkel tried to get into Parrish, and the ball's batted out of bounds, so it'll be Parrish to inbound for Knox County. Underneath their own basket, 25 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Parrish gives it to Miller on the right wing. Now Parrish in the right corner for three. No good. And fight for the rebound. Jansen comes away with it. Puts up a shot. Fall away 10-footer was an air ball. Now Bach with the rebound. Gets it to Hicks. Hicks to Lockman. Lockman gives it out to Bach. Bach to the free throw line. As now there's a lot of passing around as McCowan tried to find kicks underneath, and time ran out. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 17, Palmyra 9. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament, 17-9. Knox County leading Palmyra as we start the second quarter, as into the ballgame, John Lundberg for Palmyra. McGowan with the basketball to give us the block across the timeline. A three-pointer is put up by Lundberg as the rebound missed it. Rebound comes down to Mason Roberts. Roberts put up a shot, missed it, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Nelson Schenkel. So Schenkel picks up his first foul. Going to the line is Mason Roberts, looking for his first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it and got it. First point for Mason Roberts, and it's 17-10. Knox County with the lead. As Roberts' second free throw on the way, got them both. 2 points for Mason Roberts, still a pressure by Palmyra. This time it worked, as Hayes had a pass batted away, and he pushed the defender. And so Colin Hayes picks up his first foul. So underneath his own basket, Lockman will inbound. Gets it in to Lundberg. Missed the shot and offered the rebound. There's a whistle and a foul against Knox County, I believe. Going to call it on Jansen. So Austin Jansen picks up the foul. That's his first. The 15 foul against Knox County, as now there's a loose ball, and it's picked up by Lundberg. Lundberg gives it to Bach. Bach cut off on the baseline. Inside it goes to Mason Roberts, lays it up and in. He has 4 points, as it's now 17-13. A little 4-0 run by Palmyra, now bad pass. And Palmyra with the basketball underneath. The shot's put up, got it. Layden Lockman has two. Now the inbounds pass almost stolen away by Palmyra again. 6-0 run by the Panthers. As Tanner Gillespie will inbound on the near sideline. Gillespie looks for somebody. Gets the ball into Braden Miller back in the ball game. As Braden bounce pass to Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie will bring it across the timeline to Braden Miller on the deep right wing. Miller sees an opening, takes it to the hoop. Follow a little 10-footer, missed it, and there Bach off of the rebound. As Bach will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Jansen to the left wing, and had a pass slapped out of bounds by Braden Miller. So it'll be Palmyra basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Bach inbounds to Lundberg. You sit back to Lockman. And now underneath, shots put up, dances all over the rim as Bach had a little 5-footer, couldn't get it to go down. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So, again, an 8-0 run by Palmyra. Pressure by the Panthers. Inbounds pass comes to Braden Miller, back to Gillespie. Gillespie will bring it across the timeline. Splits a double team, lost the ball. Fast break. Here comes Lockman, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Lockman, and now a 10-0 run. Well, it's an 8-0 run, I guess. 8-0 run by Palmyra, and Knox County wants a timeout. 6:15 left to play in the first half. We're tied at 17, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The winter savings sale at CNR Markets will chill you to the bone. Check out our 10 for $10 sale on hundreds of items throughout the store. Center cut bone-in pork loin roast, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Charter Reserve deli chicken and Munster cheeses, $5.99 a pound. And check out our craft brand sale, where you buy eight, save $8 on the brands you love. From everyone at CNR Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School. Kellen Parrish will inbound against Frazier. A bad pass. They give it to Lockman underneath, puts it up and in. Layden Lockman with 6 points. Now it's a 10-0 run as Parrish gets the ball to Branson Miller. Back to Parrish as Parrish gets it across the timeline to Ethan Campbell. Campbell to Branson Miller on the right wing. Back to Campbell. Between the two circles to Branson Miller on the right wing. Back to Campbell. Campbell between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Gives it to Becker at the high post to Branson Miller in the right corner. Branson lost the handle on the basketball. Now it's loose on the floor. A jump ball, alternating possession. Comes back to Knox County. All of a sudden, Palmyra has really stepped up their offense, or the defense. As Kellen Parrish on the near sideline gets it to Branson Miller. As Branson will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Campbell between the two circles. To Branson on the left wing, now Parrish at the left corner. Parrish had the ball battled away, picked up by Branson Miller to Becker. Tried to get it to Kellen Parrish, stolen away by Bach to Lockman. Lockman reverse layup, missed it. And Kellen Parrish rebound. We go the other way as Branson Miller fans back out on the right wing. Gives it in the right corner to Jansen. Now, Kellen Parrish inside that. Becker puts it up and in. And we're tied at 19. First two for Jacob Becker. As Carter Marble now in the ball game. Ryan McGowan gets the ball inside to Roberts. Mason Roberts put up a shot. Rejected by Kellen Parrish. As now Lockman will check out. Alex Lohman checks back in. 4:45 left to play in the first quarter. As Lohman underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets the ball out to Lundberg. And Lundberg gets it over to Ryan McCallum. Got it inside to Bach. He put it up and in. 8 points for Bear Bach. Against Frazier. Branson Miller brings it across the sideline. Down the far sideline. Gets it on the right wing. As they get the ball to Marble in the right corner. Back to Miller. As Miller backs off between the two circles to the right side. He's guarded by Lohman. And now tried to get it to Parrish and stolen away by Bear Bach. Behind the back dribble. Gets it inside to Lundberg. To Lohman. Now Lundberg had the pass slapped away by Miller. Branson to the house, lays it up, missed it. And Buddy drew the foul. And the foul is going to be on John Lundberg. So Lundberg picks up his first foul. And Branson Miller will be at the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has 3 points, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points. For Branson Miller. Now Schenkel, Gillespie, and Braden Miller all check back in. 21-20. Palmyra the lead as Miller's free throw up and got it. 5 points for Branson Miller, tied at 21. Here comes Lohman. Gets it to Mason Roberts. Now back to Bach, top of the key to the free throw line. Pass down on the baseline. It goes to Roberts. Kicks it back inside. A shot put up by Lohman. And it rolls around, falls in. He has five. As now passes batted back to the backcourt, picked up by Schenkel. And they call Schenkel over and back. As getting set to check back in is Tyler Mammoth. Also, Jetty checks back in. And McCowan checks out. So Lohman will inbound to Bach. Back to Lohman. Lohman to Bach at the free throw line. Bach leans in, throws up the little floater. It's good. That's 10 points for Bear Bach. 4 points. Palmyra lead. Here comes Braden Miller across the timeline. Pulls up on the right wing. Kicks it back to Gillespie between the two circles. Ranton Miller for three. In and out. No good. And Bama off the rebound to Bach. As Bach across the timeline takes it right at Becker. No good. Tip up. No good. And Jelly off the rebound. Gets it back out to Bama, to Lohman. As inside to Roberts. Jenny puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Jacob Becker, and that's his third. So three fouls on Jacob Becker. And at the line is Bronson Jetty. Jetty's first shot. Up, got it. First point of the night for Bronson Jetty. Makes it 26-21, 2:51 left to play in the first half. As Jetty's second free throw up, airballed it. It'll be Knox County basketball down by five. Again, pressure by Palmyra. Gillespie will inbound to Branson Miller. Branson gives it over to Braden. Back to Branson, and Branson takes it inside the arc of the left wing to Nelson Schenkel. Kicks it back out to Braden Miller on the right wing. Makes a spin move, put up the shot, blocked by Bach. Bach saved it in bounds to Jetty. Now Lohman in the left corner. Banta will try a three on the way. No good. And off the rebound, Braden Miller. As Braden brings it across the timeline, waits for some help to Schenkel. Now Schenkel tried to force it in to Bach, to Becker, and it's knocked out of bounds and last touch by Knox County. So Palmyra with the basketball. As Lohman will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Gillespie. Bach from the dotted line puts up the shot. No good. And Kellen Parrish got the rebound. He was fouled. And the foul's going to be on okay, it's not. They've thrown in a 13 on me. Okay, 13. That's Bronson Jetty. That's his second. And the 18 foul against Palmyra as Parrish first free throw up. Got it. For Kellen Parrish, that's his first point of the game. And for Palmyra, Tyler Banta. Well, he may just move from the backcourt to the free throw line. Next shot up, no good. And Bach comes off the rebound to Lohman. As Lohman across the timeline to Bach. They get it to Jetty on the left wing. Now through an alley-oop to Bach. Put up, he's trying to get the ball back to Jetty. Put up a shot and rechecked by Schenkel. And Schenkel takes it all the way down the court to the basket. He has seven. And it's a two-point Palmyra lead as Banta to Lohman on the right side of the circle. Lohman looks for somebody, finds Banta on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Jetty. Jetty in the corner. It goes to Bach from the dotted line to Jetty, put up a shot. And he missed it, but he drew a foul. Foul's going to be on Nelson Schenkel, and that's his second. And at the line will go Bronson Jetty. He has 1 point, looking for two, as he'll shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. 2 points for Bronson Jetty, 3 point Palmyra lead, 1:19 left to play in the first half. As Jetty eyes it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Bronson Jetty. As back in the ball game will come Lockman, also in the game, Ethan Redd. So Parrish will inbound to Branson Miller. Back to Parrish. Ahead goes to Braden. Bad pass all the way by Bach. Bach will take it to the hoop. Lays it up and got it. 12 points for Bear Bach. Makes it 30-24. Back to a 6-point lead as Braden Miller gets across the timeline to Parrish to Branson Miller. Now three-pointer by Gillespie, no good. And a long rebound taken by Lockman. As Lockman across the timeline to the left wing. Dribbles out between the two circles to Bama. And now Bear Bach walked with it. So the turnover gives it back to Knox County. Again, Frazier by Palmyra. Inbounds pass to Branson Miller to Gillespie back to Branson. As Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline to Braden. Braden steps into a 15-footer, left it short, and Bach comes off with the rebound. At 28 seconds and counting left to play in the first half. Bama, little three-pointer on the way, no good. And Palmyra, the rebound, put back up, no good. Braden Shannon off with the rebound. They give it to Lockman, and right through Lockman's hands and out of bounds. 15 seconds left to play in the half. 6-point, Palmyra the lead. As Gillespie gets it to Branson Miller in the backcourt. Branson with the basketball, bounce pass to Gillespie. Across the timeline to Braden Miller. Dribble drive to the basket, lays it up, no good. Shingle the rebound, puts it back up, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Braden Shannon. That's his first foul, and Nelson Shingle at the line to shoot two shots. As Nelson has 7 points, looking for 8. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 8 points for Nelson Shingle. 5-point Palmyra lead. 6 seconds left to play in the half. Shingle. 8, looking for 9, got it. 9 points for Nelson Shingle. And a timeout on the floor with 5.6 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Palmyra 30 and Knox County 26. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking for a great do-it-yourself weekend project that will add value to your home? Why not consider installing wood trim? The finest real wood trim around is cut right here at Cardwell Lumber. With our custom-made knives, we can cut any of our lumber to the design of your choice. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. You can always stop by and see us Monday through Friday. We're located just 8 miles south of Edina. That's Cardwell Lumber. Products, quality, and advice you can trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 1 above. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 8 above tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 5 below. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 12.
Back at Highland High School, Red inbounds to Bach. Bach takes it to the right wing. Now a double dribble by Bear Bach as he dribbles down the near sideline. Coach Ray can't believe the call. That's going to be Knox County basketball with 1.4 seconds left to play in the half. Gillespie inbounds to Branson, and Branson walked with it. And that's the end of the first half. With the score is Palmyra 30 and Knox County 26, and I don't know. Nope, they're going to send them both teams to the locker room. So, again, Palmyra 30, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, get me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody. The 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime in this first-round boys' game. Ann Palmyra leading Knox County 30-26. Take a look at the first-half scoring. First for Palmyra, Layden Lockman with 6 points, Bear Bach with 12, Mason Roberts with 4, Bronson Jenny with 3, and Alex Lohman with 5. For Knox County, Jacob Becker with 2 points, Kellen Parrish with 1, Austin Jansen with 2, Branson Miller with 5, Braden Miller with 5, Tanner Gillespie with 2, and Nelson Chinkle with 9. As I've got to do some very quick math here, as we're at halftime, and Palmyra leading Knox County by a score of 30-26, so that would be 9. And, yep, that would be right, and 21. And so the Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter, but Palmyra has come back to outscore Knox County in the second quarter, 21-9, and Palmyra leading here at halftime, 30-26, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Progressive ABC Insider.
He knows about cattle. He knows about ranching.
Sam Elliott saddling up in 1883. The Yellowstone prequel on Paramount Plus tipping his hat to series creator Taylor Sheridan.
He certainly knows about that way of life. There's just this fascination with that whole world that gives it legs.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Louise. Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody. 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Boys' night out tonight. All four boys' first-round games will be played tonight. And the first game, it was the number one seed, Churchill Tigers, defeating the number eight seed, Canton Tigers, by a score of 73-50. And, of course, we're at halftime of this game. It's a 4-5 game. And Palmyra, the number four seed, leading Knox County, the number five seed, 30-26. Then coming up next will be a 3-6 game, Scholar County Tigers, the number six seed, taking on the Highland Cougars, the number three seed. Then the final game of the night, the West Coast game, is a 2-7 game, number two seed, Macon Tigers, the number seven seed, Clark County Indians. As far as the boys' side, Kirksville, the number one seed, Macon the number two, Highland number three, Palmyra number four, Knox County number five, Scotland County number six, Clark County number seven, and Canton Tigers the number eight seed. So we've got two more games coming up for you on KMM. The next game will be Scotland County and Highland. And again, the final game of the night will be Macon and Clark County. Last night, the final game that we didn't carry on KMM, it was Kirksville and Highland, and Kirksville, the number two seed, defeated Highland ladies 66-30. So the girls' side is set up for the semifinals, and coming up on Thursday night, we'll be on the air at 4:30 with you, Knox County and Canton in the girls' consolation semifinal, followed by a girls' championship semifinal, Scotland County and Macon. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a game off, come back for the West Coast game at 9 o'clock, Clark County and the Highland in a girls' consolation semifinal. So that's what's going to happen tomorrow night. We still have 2.5 games for you tonight from the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As both teams, around their respective coaches, 30-26, Palmyra up by 4. It's been a game of two quarters as Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter. Palmyra came right back with a suffocating defense and outscored Knox County 21-9. So that's why we are where we are. But it's a 4-5 game, and anything can happen in 4-5 matchups in any tournament. So it's going to be Palmyra's basketball as we start the third quarter. The starters are back in. Goodwin will inbound to Lohman as Lohman across the timeline to Bach. Bach gives it to Jenny on the left wing. Now Lohman on the left wing. Lohman to the top of the key, backs off in the center circle, still with the dribble, gives it to Bach. Out pops Jenny on the left wing. Alley-oop, hit the rim, and that the rebound came off to Branson Miller as Branson will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Becker on the right wing, to Branson Miller between the two circles. Branson gives it back to Becker on the right wing. Becker in the right corner, kicks it back out to Braden at the top of the key to Branson on the left wing. Branson looks inside, can't find any of his bigs, gives it to Braden. Braden between the two circles. As Braden looks for somebody to throw it to, hands it off to Branson. As Branson on the deep right wing. Man-to-man defense by Palmyra. Now Schenkel in the right corner to Branson. Miller on the right wing to Schenkel. Inside to Gillespie, back to Schenkel. Schenkel to Branson. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good. And Goodwin off the rebound. Gives it to Bach. Here comes the Panthers. As Bach across the timeline. Lohman on the right wing. Lohman puts the ball on the floor. Gives it to Lundberg in the ball game. Lundberg inside to Getty. Now to Lohman. Now three for Bach. No good. And off of the rebound was Nelson Schenkel, and he's tied up by Adam Goodwin. So alternating possession comes back to Knox County. Again, pressure by Palmyra. Inbounds to Gillespie. Gets it over to Braden Miller. Braden back to Branson. As Branson Miller brings it across the timeline. Headed for Becker, but stolen away by Lohman. Lohman running 10-footer. No good, but a whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Branson Miller. And it will be. So Branson Miller picks up the foul. That's his first. And Lohman will be at the line. Alex Lohman has 5, looking for 6. Shots up. Spins in and out, no good. Still a 4-point Palmyra lead just the start of the second half. As Lohman, again 5, looking for 6. Shots up, got it. 6 points for Alex Lohman. Pressure again by Palmyra. Inbounds pass to Braden Miller. Braden will bring it across the timeline inside the arc on the right wing. To Gillespie, top of the key to Branson Miller. Now Schenkel for 3. Bullseye. 12 points for Nelson Schenkel. 2 points. Palmyra lead as Jetty has it in the left corner. Out to Bach between the two circles. Lundberg between the two circles. To Goodwin on the right wing. Lohman in the right corner. As Lohman out to Jetty. Now Bach back to Goodwin on the left wing. Bach kicks to the left wing. Takes it around. Gillespie lays it up. Got it. 14 points for Bear Bach. As now somebody of Palmyra touched the basketball. Got a warning. Don't do it again. As Braden Miller in the backcourt looks for somebody. Gets it across the timeline to Branson. The left wing. Down the left corner. It goes to Schenkel. Got it underneath to Braden Miller. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Lohman. That's his second. So 2 fouls on Alex Lohman. He'll sit down as Layden Lockman will check back in. So Gillespie underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets it to Branson Miller in the left corner. Out to Schenkel at the top of the key. Branson Miller in the left corner. Branson skips it to the right wing to Braden. Braden to Schenkel, top of the key. Now Schenkel takes it down in the paint, and he do a foul. The foul's going to be on Lundberg. That's his second. Second foul on John Lundberg as Gillespie will inbound. Gets it to Becker in the left corner on the left side of the circle. to Schenkel. Now Branson Miller on the right wing. In the right corner to Gillespie. Branson Miller on the right wing to Gillespie in the right corner. Tried to get it inside to Becker. Battled away by Goodwin and picked up by Bach. Long pass down the floor intended for Lundberg off his fingertips and out of bounds. So Knox County down by four with basketball. Gillespie inbounds to Braden Miller. As Miller dribbles through a double team, brings it across the timeline, picked up by Jetty. Gives the ball between the two circles to Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie to Branson Miller in the left corner. Now Braden with it between the two circles to Branson on the left wing. Branson guarded by Lundberg. Couple of dribbles to the left side of the circle. Now Braden on the right wing. Braden Miller puts the ball on the floor, sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot, blocked. And now Braden Miller stole the ball back, got it to Schenkel, put it up and in. 14 points for Nelson Schenkel. Now we have a timeout on the floor. Or is there a timeout? Well, just the sub is coming in, and the sub is Ryan McEwen. 33-31, Palmyra with the lead and the basketball. As bringing it across the timeline is Layden Lockman. Lockman to Lundberg on the right wing. Now Bach on the right wing. Goodwin has the top of the key. Lockman on the left wing. Lockman gives the ball in the corner to Lundberg. Now Lockman in the left corner. Lockman cut off on the left baseline. Gets it inside to McEwen. Kicks it back out to Goodwin. Now McEwen to Lockman. Lockman gives the ball back to Goodwin, top of the key. Now Bach takes it to the dotted line, puts up a shot, blocked by Schenkel, and Schenkel comes away with it. Gives it to Branson Miller. Branson puts a shot up and got it. 7 points to Branson Miller, and we're tied at 33 with 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. As Lockman gives to Lundberg on the left wing, to Goodwin in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Bach, top of the key. To Lockman on the right wing. In the corner, McEwen. Back to Goodwin on the right wing. Now the left corner goes to Lockman. Lockman to Goodwin. To McEwen at the top of the key. McEwen gives it to Lockman. Lockman takes it to the block, puts up a shot, and no good. As Schenkel comes away with it, tried to give it to Becker, and Becker lost the handle on it, kicks it out of bounds. So it'll go back to Palmyra, still tied at 33. As Taylor Banna checks back in. Also checking back in, well, Bear Box already in the game. Bach gets the ball to Mason Roberts, lays the high off the glass and got it. 6 points for Roberts. As Branson Miller to, on the left wing to Braden in the left corner. Back to Branson on the deep left wing. To Braden in the left corner. Braden will try a three. No good, but Branson off the rebound. Tanner Gillespie will try a three. Bullseye! 5 points for Gillespie. 1 point, Knox County lead. As Lockman with the basketball gives it to Bach. And not Bach, Mason Roberts on the right wing. Out pops Banta between the two circles. As Banta gives the ball to Bach. Now Lockman on the left wing. The Banta on the left baseline. Inside to Bear. Bach puts up a shot. No good. And Tanner Gillespie on the rebound. Either one of the two bigs for Knox County got a piece of that ball. And Schenkel gives the ball to Branson Miller. Now Braden in the left corner to Branson on the left wing. Just under 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Branson to Braden. Braden on the left wing and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ryan McCowan. So McCowan picks up his first foul. So Knox County, Branson Miller with the basketball to Braden. Braden looks for somebody, gets it over to Branson. Branson passed up the shot. Now Schenkel will try a three on the way. No good. And Bach high for the rebound. Bach gets it ahead to Banta. Rolls up on the left wing. Now Bach on the left wing. Sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays up the shot. Missed it. Tried to put it up over Becker, and Becker altered the shot. Now Branson Miller will take it to the hoop. Missed the shot, but do the foul. The foul's going to be on Tyler Banta. So first foul on Banta. That's the fourth team foul that was on the floor as inbounds pass. They tried to find Schenkel, knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Knox County basketball. So Tanner Gillespie again will try to inbound underneath his own basket. Find Schenkel. He'll fire a three. No good. And Bach comes off the rebound. Bach in a hurry. Takes it to the dotted line. Kicks it back out to Banta on the left wing. Now three to Lockman. Bullseye! Layden Lockman with 9. 2-point. Palmyra lead is Branson Miller. Across the timeline to Becker. To Braden Miller. Now back to Branson Miller. That's Branson to Braden on the left wing. Braden tried to dribble around Ryan McCowan and picked up the foul. So that's 2 fouls on McCowan. And 5 team fouls against Palmyra. And 1 team foul against Knox County. As back in the ballgame comes Branson Jetty. So Braden Miller on the far sideline inbounds to Branson. Branson Miller to Braden Miller. Back to Branson Miller on the left wing. As Branson looks for somebody. Gets it to Gillespie in the left corner. Now bad pass thrown away by Lockman. Lockman gives it to Bach. Bach kicks it out. Kicks to Judy in the left corner. Now Banta for 3 on the way. An air ball saved in bounds to Lockman. And off Lockman's hands it out of bounds. 18 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 38-36. Palmyra with the lead. Knox with the basketball. Half-court pass from Branson to Braden. Braden gives it back to Branson between the two circles. Down to 8 seconds. 7. As Branson Miller to the right wing. Looks for somebody. Finds Schenkel. As Schenkel will take it to the hoop. Lays it up and got it right at the buzzer. 16 for Nelson Schenkel. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Palmyra 38. Knox County 38. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Influenza season is just around the corner, and Knox County Health Department is preparing to take care of Knox County residents. Vaccine is ordered and will begin arriving in September. Influenza vaccine has been available for all age groups for years, and this year will be no different. With other respiratory diseases on the rise, including COVID-19 and RSV, don't take a chance with influenza. Look for the vaccine's arrival on our Facebook page under Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. In the meantime, remember to wash those hands, social distance, stay home when you're sick, and wear a mask if medically tolerated when in large groups. Be well, Knox County.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament, as this game has come down to an 8-minute ball game between Palmyra and Knox County. We're tied at 38 with 8 minutes to go as Jetty inbounds to Bach. As Bear Bach around the top of the key to the left wing, and we have a whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be against Knox County. Yes, it will. And they'll call it on Carter Marble. So Marble picks up his first foul as Bach inbounds into the left corner. Now Bach comes in over Becker, puts up a shot, missed it, tried to got his own rebound, went back up with it, and drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Jacob Becker, and that's his fourth. As Carson Hicks checks back in the ball game for Palmyra. So Bear Bach will be at the line to shoot 2. Bach has 14, still has 14. As Kellen Parrish checks in, and Jacob Becker will sit down with 4 personal fouls. Still tied to 38. Bach, second free throw on the way, airballed it. And it'll be Knox County basketball. So Kellen Parrish will inbound. Pressure again by Palmyra. Parrish gets it in to Branson Miller. back to Parrish. Parrish ahead to Braden Miller. Braden will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Branson. Steps into a three on the way. No good. And rebound comes off to Lockman. Ahead it goes to Hicks. Hicks on the left wing, kicks it back out to Bach between the two circles. Now Hicks between the two circles. Left wing to Lockman. In the left corner to Mason Roberts. Out to Jetty between the two circles. Hicks around the top of the key, left side of the circle, inside to Bach on the left lane. Bach leans in, puts the shot up, got it. Barrett Bach with 16 points. 2 point, Thalmeyer lead. As Braden Miller gives it to Branson across the timeline to Parrish on the right wing. Inside it goes to Schenkel. Schenkel turns on Bach, puts it up and in. 18 points for Nelson Schenkel, tied at 40. Lockman with the basketball between the two circles, to Hicks between the two circles, to Bach between the two circles. Guarded by Branson Miller. Bach to the timeline. Now Lockman in the center circle to Bach. The left wing to Judy. Judy gets it to the right wing. And that was to Mason Roberts, trying to dribble drive and knocked out of his hand by Nelson Schenkel. Schenkel took off down the floor and was fouled on Mason Roberts. That's his first. 16 fouls against Palmyra. As Branson Miller in the backcourt gives it to Kellen Parrish. Bounce pass across the timeline. It goes to Marble. Marble to the right wing. Gives it out to Branson Miller. Now Braden on the left wing. To Branson on the left wing. As Branson looks inside. Now he'll bring it out. Gives it to Marble on the right wing. Carter Marble gives it back to Branson Miller. To the left wing to Braden Miller. Now Branson. Branson has it between the two circles to Braden in the left corner. Braden sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, an offensive foul on Braden Miller. First foul on Braden Miller. Tied at 40. That is the fourth team foul against Knox County. As Judy checks out for Palmyra, Alex Lohman checks back in. So Hicks will inbound to Lockman. Lockman will walk it across the timeline as he gives the ball up to Roberts at the top of the key, inside to Lohman on the left lane. Back to Lockman, top of the key. Lockman will step into a three, bullseye. 12 points for Layden Lockman. 3 point, Palmyra lead. Here comes Ransom Miller. Gives it to Marble. Marble drives the baseline, kicks it off to Nelson Schenkel. Gets it back out to Braden Miller. Now Marble has the top of the key. Has Marble to Branson Miller on the right wing. Branson, guarded by Hicks, takes it to the hoop. An offensive foul on Branson Miller. Two fouls on Branson Miller. 5:12 left to play in the game. Palmyra 43. Knox County 40, Palmyra with the basketball. Lockman across the timeline. To Roberts, now Hicks at the top of the key. Hicks dribbles to the dotted line, gets underneath to Lohman. Lohman along the baseline, bans out to the right wing. Now the left wing, Lockman tries another three, no good. And the rebound comes off to Roberts, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Kellen Parrish. Well, Kellen Parrish picks up his first foul. That's a 16 foul against Knox County. So next foul on either team. We're into the bonus. The Bear Bach will inbound underneath his own basket. Bach looks for somebody, gets it underneath to Hicks. Back to Bear Bach. Nice inbound play. Bach just lays it up. Got it. 18 for Bear Bach. Back to 5 points. Palmyra lead as Branson Miller with the basketball to Kellen Parrish. Parrish. Jump pass to Branson Miller, and now Nathan Miller calls the timeout. 4:33 left to play in the ball game. It's Palmyra 45, Knox County 40. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 1 above. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 8 above tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 5 below.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 12.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back at Highland Tournament. 4:33 left to play in this boys' first-round game. And Palmyra leading Knox County 45-40. Kellen Parrish with the basketball. Gets it. Marble tried to get it in to Schenkel. Stolen away by Bach. He gives it ahead to Roberts. Put up a shot. Missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Lockman. So Knox County dodged the bullet right there as Parrish looks for somebody to throw it to. Finally gets the ball in to Branson Miller. Back to Parrish. To Tanner Gillespie. Back to Parrish. And Parrish walked with it. You could see that coming. Kellen Parrish walked with it. It was, and give credit to the Palmyra defense for that one. The Lohman on the near sideline inbounds to Lockman. To Roberts between the two circles. Now Bach at the high post. Bach kicks it out to Lockman in the right corner. Lockman back to Bach in the right corner. As Bach now will bring it back out almost to the timeline. Guarded by Gillespie. Gets the ball to Lockman on the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Lohman. Now Bach. Bach gives it to Roberts and puts up the shot. And he missed it, but he's fouled by Nelson Schenkel. So that's 3 fouls on Nelson Schenkel. And we'll send Mason Roberts to the line. He has 6, looking for 7. He'll shoot a pair. First shot up, no good. Still a 5-point Palmyra lead. Now Becker and Braden Miller will both check back in. Kellen Parrish and Carter Marble both sit down. So Nathan Miller is rolling the dice right now. Becker plays with 4 personal fouls, but it's time's running out. Next shot up, in and out, no good. And Bach comes out with a rebound, a whistle, and a foul. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. Going to be on Nelson Schenkel. Now both Jacob Becker and Nelson Schenkel both with 4 personal fouls, and they both with 3:41 left to play in the game. 18 for Bach. Missed the free throw, and Gillespie comes away with it. Gets it ahead to Branson Miller. Is Branson to Braden on the left baseline. Now Gillespie will try 3, in and out, no good. And out with the rebound comes Bach. As Bach will slow things down, walks it across the timeline. Going to kill a little time. Now he gets the ball to Hicks. And offensive foul, I think, on Mason Roberts. It will be. So Mason Roberts, moving pick, picks up his 2nd. Personal foul, and it'll be Knox County basketball. Still a lot of time, 3:17 left to play. Branson Miller gives it to Gillespie. Now bad pass, taken by Roberts, tried to get it ahead to Lohman, and stole it away by Branson Miller. Miller tried to get it back to Gillespie, knocked out of bounds by Mason Roberts. It'll be Knox County basketball, out of bounds on the far sideline. As now we have a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Lohman. So Alex Lohman just picked up his 3rd personal foul, 17th foul. So Branson Miller will go to the line to shoot a pair. Branson has 7 points, looking for 8. Trying to cut into this 5-point Palmyra lead. As Branson Miller eyes it, fires it, and got it. 8 points for Branson Miller, a 4-point Palmyra lead. 3:09 left to play. As Branson Miller could make it a 3-point Palmyra lead. He has 8, looking for 9 shots up. Got it. 9 points for Branson Miller. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 3:09 left to play in the ballgame. Palmyra 45, Knox County 42. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as a little pressure of Knox County. Bach with the basketball, guarded by Gillespie. Bach gives it to Lohman. Lohman splits a double team. Gets the ball to Hicks. Hicks reverse layup, no good. And blocked by Jacob Becker. Gets the ball ahead to Braden Miller. Braden across the timeline to Branson between the two circles. As Branson holds the basketball, he's guarded by Lockman, gives it to Gillespie on the left wing. Gillespie in the left corner to Schenkel. Out to Braden Miller, now the right wing to Branson. Gillespie will try three, in and out, no good. And Hicks comes off with the rebound. 2:20 left to play in the ball game. 3 point, Palmyra lead 45-42. As Lohman gives the ball to Bach between the two circles. Now Lockman on the left wing. Lockman kicks it back out to Mason Roberts. Roberts back to Lohman on the right wing. As Lohman out between the two circles. They're just trying to run time right now. Hicks with the basketball between the two circles. Out pops Bach between the two circles. Guarded by Gillespie. To Lockman between the two circles. Now whistling a foul, and the foul's going to be on Branson Miller, and that's his third. Stops the clock with 1:50 left to play in the game as Adam Goodwin gets set to check back in for the Panthers. So Goodwin will check in, and Hicks will set down. Lockman on the night with 12 points. He'll shoot a 1-1. Trying to add to the three-point Palmyra lead as Lockman eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Becker high with the rebound. Gets it out to Gillespie. Gillespie ahead to Braden Miller and stolen away by Bach. Bach all by himself and tried to dunk it and missed it. Blocked by Becker. Gets ahead to Braden Miller. Braden puts the shot up. No good. They probably could have came away with a better shot than what Braden Miller just took. And the foul's going to be on Braden. That's his second. As Bach went in, tried to dunk the ball. It was blocked by Becker. And then Bach couldn't understand why there was no foul. And Coach Ray is explaining to him, son, you've got to keep playing. As the first shot by Lockman, good. He has 13, back to a 4-point Palmyra lead, 1:34 left to play. Coming up, it's Highland and Scotland County boys, but this one a long ways from over. Lockman's second free throw, no good, and Schenkel high for the rebound. Schenkel gets it to Gillespie. Gillespie pulls up on the left wing, gets it back to Branson, back to Gillespie. Another three on the way, no good. And Braden Miller comes off the rebound and a whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be a good one. Let's wait and see. Yep, they have two they're going to call it on. Adam Goodwin, that's his second. And now Braden Miller will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Braden has 5 points, looking for six. Shot up, missed it. And Bach comes out with a rebound. Bach down the far sideline, gets it underneath the Lockman. Lockman to Goodwin. Nice defense by Knox County. Right in the basket, Lockman couldn't get a shot. Now they give the ball in the right corner to Lockman, and that was a travel as Lohman dove for the ball, had it, and slid it along. And now I think Nathan Miller asking what happened. So they call a 30-second timeout. 103 left to play in the game. It's Palmyra 46, Knox County 42, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
103 left to play in the boys' game. Or this game, Knox County, Palmyra. Palmyra up by 4, 46-42 with the basketball. As Lockman will inbound. Gets it into Shannon in the left corner. Gives back to Lohman on the left wing. As Lohman still with the dribble and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Braden Miller. That's three fouls on Braden Miller. So now Lohman will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He has 6 points, looking for 7. Right now it's still a two-possession lead for Palmyra. As Lohman, deep breath, shot up, got it. 7 points for Alex Lohman. Back to a five-point Palmyra lead, 47-42, 55 seconds left to play. As Lohman, another deep breath, shot up. It's no good. Becker high for the rebound. Gets it out to Branson Miller. As Branson needs to hurry, gets it to Braden. Braden off, zero drive to the baseline. Long three by Branson Miller, no good. And off the rebound comes Roberts. The Lockman, the Bach. Back to Lohman. Lohman gets it ahead to Bach. Now wide open. Well, he didn't take the shot. Roberts had a wide open look, didn't take it. It's now a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Braden Miller, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Braden Miller. Well, no, the scoreboard says five. So Braden Miller just fouled out of the ball game. Kellen Parrish will check back in. And Lohman will be at the line. He'll shoot two shots. 10 team fouls against the Eagles. As Lohman, first shot up, got it. 8 points for Alex Lohman. 6 point lead. For Palmyra, this one would give the Panthers a three-possession lead with 26 seconds left. Next shot up, got it. 9 points for Alex Lohman, and a timeout on the floor. 26.7 seconds left to play in the ball game. Well, nope, they're not going to call a timeout. But a three-possession lead for Palmyra, pressured by the Panthers. Inbound fast to Parrish. Now Branson Miller. Miller gives it to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. To Branson Miller, top of the key. Now Shaker will try a three on the way. No good. Rebound tipped around, and now Becker just fouled out of the ball game. So Jacob Becker picks up the foul. As by the end of the ball game, Landon Smith gets set to check in for Palmyra. And let's see who Nathan Miller sends in. It'll be Carter Marble. As out of the ball game comes Mason Roberts and the Palmyra crowd and Goodwin. Adam Goodwin at the line. Looks for his first points of the game. Shots up. No good. 11 seconds left to play. As Goodwin. 49-42, Palmyra with the lead. As Goodwin's next shot up off the heel rim, no good. Schenkel with the rebound. Schenck, a long pass down the floor over the head of Carter Marble, goes out of bounds, and that's pretty well going to do it. 7 seconds left to play. Shannon will inbound against Prasher, gets the ball into Goodwin. As Goodwin gives it back to Shannon. And 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Palmyra 49 and Knox County 42. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Nut Bar today.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing it down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 1 above. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 8 above tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 5 below. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 13.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you've been listening to Knox County Eagle Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. It's a final as the number 4 seed, Palmyra Panthers, defeat number 5, Knox County, by a final of 49-42. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Palmyra, Layden Lockman with 12 points, Baron Bach with 18, Mason Roberts with 6, Branson Jetty with 3 points, and Alex Lohman with 9. For Knox County, Jacob Becker with 2 points, Kellen Parrish with 1, Austin Jansen with 2, Branson Miller with 9, and Braden Miller with 11, Tanner Gillespie with 5, and Nelson Schenkel with 18 points. Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored the Eagles 21-9 in the second quarter, and the Panthers led 30-26 at half. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Palmyra 12-8, and we were tied at 38 after 3. But in the fourth quarter, Palmyra outscored Knox County 11-4, and Palmyra wins it 49-42. Palmyra improves to 5-6, while Knox County 3-7. Coming up, it's Scotland County and Highland, and I'll be back with that one in about 8 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, and they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, CNR Supermarkets in Edina and Cahokia, Cardwell Lumber Company in Cork Rapids, just south of Edina. Also by the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel weekly newspaper. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Office. Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina. Knox County R1 Schools. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina. And the Farm Shop in Edina.